Welcome to the Full Frontal Living Podcast. I'm Lisa Carpenter, master life coach to driven, ambitious humans who want more out of life without having to sacrifice themselves to achieve it. I'll share how it's possible to slow down, take better care of yourself, find more peace and ease, create sustainable energy, stop procrastination and overwhelm, and fall in love with your life, your business, and your body. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn what it takes to thrive as a high performer, do less but achieve more, make you and your well-being a top priority, and create your extraordinary life. I'm so glad you're here. Hey, hey, welcome to another episode of the Full Frontal Living Podcast. And today is another guest episode with one of my favorite people. We've been connected for a very long time now. How long have we known each other for, Alexis?
Maybe 10 years.
I think so. Like, it's been a long time. Alexis Dean and I connected way back in the day. We were in a coaching program together. We developed a friendship. We turned into coach and client, and then we've turned into colleagues. Now I'm back in Alexis's community. Alexis runs Dovetail, which is a community of really phenomenal women. It's like no community I've ever known. It's one of the safe spaces that I go to connect and collaborate. And today we're going to be having a conversation around the importance of community. We're going to talk about community care, self-care, women in leadership, and how that impacts our energy, the things that we actually need to thrive in the world. So Alexis, before I go on, which is what I typically do, I would love for you to properly introduce yourself to my audience.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here. I just love spending time with you, Lisa. It is so nice. I feel like I haven't gotten to be around you as much this year as last year, but I'm Alexis. And as Lisa mentioned, I'm the founder of Dovetail. And it's a mastermind community of women entrepreneurs. And as with many entrepreneurs, I started this community because it's what I needed the most. I've had another business for about 12 years now. And that was the business that I had when I met Lisa. And actually, Lisa, you know this, but your listeners don't, but you were a pivotal part of me starting Dovetail because I was alone in my other business. We were growing and things were starting to pick up and starting to look really good on the surface. But behind the scenes, I was terribly lonely and I didn't feel connected. I'd been living all over the world and came back to Toronto and to start the business, but I didn't really have a community there. And I didn't have women in my corner who understood what I was dealing with. And, you know, our old friends and our neighborhood friends, and for a lot of my friends now, you know, their mom friends, they don't always get the business side of life. And so that's what I needed. And that's what I built with Dovetail.
And it's been amazing to watch it grow because I think I was at the very first Dovetail event, which Jody reminded me of. That was back east. And it's just been amazing to watch your growth over the years and see the ups and downs, you know, see the ups and downs, but really how powerfully you decided, like, I need this for myself. And if I need this for myself, other people must need it as well. Yeah. You know, before I hit record, I was talking about the type of women that I work with, which I often joke that they're way more successful than I am. That's not to put myself down, but it's really acknowledging the level that a lot of these women are at and the things that they're doing in the world, you included in that. But in those type of leadership roles, whether they're a CEO or an entrepreneur, it doesn't really matter. I've got artists as well. It can be very, very lonely because you go through so much. And even I have gone through so much this year. And I was saying that, you know, to a certain degree, because of my business and the things that I talk about around vulnerability and honesty, I share as much as I can forward facing to let people really see what's going on. And like, I can't open up the whole messy back end of the things that go on in my business because my audience, for one, doesn't care. And two, they don't have the same frame of reality necessarily that I do, and inviting people into the back end of my business and the back end of my world, that, you know, you need a special space for that. So I'd love for you to talk about the importance of community and what you're kind of growing with Dovetail and what you're seeing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, entrepreneurship is so lonely. And, you know, people think like, oh, but when I grow my team and I have more people around, then it'll be less lonely. But for most of us, it's the opposite. You know, you start to grow the team, and even if you have a C-suite, it can actually become more isolating because then you have more people whose livelihoods are dependent on you and who are relying on you to stay strong and hold it all together and, you know, be kind of perfect 99% of the time. And so then you can't go to them when stuff hits the fan or when you have doubts or when you're considering, you know, the multitude of options that we all have. So yeah, it does not need to be a lonely thing. And I think, you know, in the last couple of years, people have really started to use the word community a lot more and in different contexts. And I think it's really important to start with emphasizing that community is not audience. And the community is not necessarily guru or guru-led. And so what we see a lot is like now with influencers on TikTok and Instagram and people saying, oh, grow your community. But that can actually be really isolating for people who are like, well, I'm part of, you know, such and such influencers community, but they're still not having any kind of two-way or multi-way interaction. They're just an audience. They're viewing somebody living a life that they have nothing to do with. And so I really think it's important. Important for people to kind of pause for a second before they start using the word community when they mean an audience or when they mean a following of a guru or of an influencer and reframe it for themselves because community is communal. It's interacting with one another. There are Instagram, you know, influencers and TikTok influencers who've actually built communities, opportunities for people or fans or followers to like really connect with each other. Like Taylor Swift's a really good example of that, where her like Swifties have actually made groups and bonds and they get together and they do things together at the shows. And like that's a really beautiful example. But I think, you know, for all of us to just kind of reframe what community really means.
I love
And
that reframe. I love that reframe because there is a big difference between the people that follow me on Instagram or Facebook, right? I consider them part of my community, but they're not like the people who are working with me one to one that I bring into community where I bring those women together and we have conversations. I don't show up in those containers as me above them. It's shoulder to shoulder. Like I'm sharing with my one to one people who are in that container all the things that are going on. Because that's the type of space that I like to hold. But I'm not going to share that forward facing with the outer people in my community, my fans. That sounds
Your
really weird
audience.
though, too. My audience.
Audience.
Audience
Audience
is
is easier
weird.
than fans because I know people get like, you know, the ego conundrum of calling them fans. But yeah, it's that like viewer or audience relationship versus the communal, the interconnectedness of a genuine community. So I think too, as people start to learn, you know, there have been Netflix documentaries, I think, around the blue zones and what creates longevity and human health. There's a lot of research now about the impact of being in genuine community and that we've lost so much in all of our cities and, you know, that people don't go to churches anymore necessarily at the same rate that they used to, and they don't have community centers and they don't even know their neighbors or they have, you know, very limited relationships with their neighbors. So there's this need for intentional community. And not only, you know, finding and being part of it occasionally, but really being intentional about finding the community or building the community and then participating really intentionally. Because one of my favorite lines that I quote all the time, I quote myself on this one, but it's that community isn't something that we just get until it's something that we do. So for all of us, whether we're entrepreneurs and we need community or whether, you know, we're living in a neighborhood that we don't actually know the people around us, like we've got to start to practice doing community. It's a human need, and we've all lost it in many ways, or most of us have lost it, unless we're really lucky to live in a place or to have formed a community or joined a community like Dovetail. I think it's an essential for everyone. So that's what I'm doing with Dovetail, and you know, in our little part of the world, we're doing it for women entrepreneurs to help women come together and come home to themselves and come home to each other and to have a safe place where they can share their wild, crazy dreams and ambitions and big ideas and also share the hard side that people really need to be able to open up about. So
And
that's what's happening
that's the
with
thing about community. You know, if you think back to, I know I'm older than you, but you know, I grew up back in the day where we just were shoved outside, be home when the streetlights come on, and everybody's family kind of knew everybody's family, and nobody really worried about where anybody was. And you know, slowly through the generations, a lot of fear came up, right? Your kids are going to get stolen
abducted.
and molested and like all the things, right? And everybody started pulling back. Now I look at my son and you have to organize play dates in advance. He's 12 and I'm like, God, we're still like getting on the phone and organizing play dates. So we've gone from this like community where everybody was kind of involved with everybody, almost probably to, I would say, almost leaning towards the codependent side, because I think there were some
Some of
like
the neighborhood
interesting
stuff.
things that I've heard from family members about, you know, anyway, stuff that went on, to like hyper independent, which I often see in my clients just speaking as individuals, to recognizing we need to come back to this place of interdependence where we actually need each other. And there's a difference between needing each other versus being needy. Huge, massive difference. But understanding like we are so much better in community.
Oh
Because
my
I know
gosh.
like I'm not good at everything. So I need other people around me.
Yeah, we need to share our wisdom and to share our gifts and share our skills. And that is the natural way of being. You know, when you look at our tribal ancestors, this is how they existed. You know, some people were better hunters and others were better at butchering the meat and others were better at gathering. I mean, it's the way that we as humans should be existing and that we have completely lost. And so I am here for all of the intentional communities that I see sprouting up. And even in our own little area, you know, we live kind of in remote northern Ontario now, and we don't have year-round neighbors. We're on a cottage road, so we have just a couple of neighbors. But when they come up in the winter and when we know they're up, like we make a practice of like going over with some tea or just some way to make that connection, that, you know, making that presence and that tie. And even if it's just for the couple of weekends in winter that they're here, it's really, really important to have those relationships, to have people know that they matter in your life, even if they're just a neighbor. So,
And
anyways,
that's
I've gone off
something
topic
like
of
it's
entrepreneurship,
not
but.
though, but this is something that this is why, you know, Dovetail continues to grow, because you are such a, you know, one of your top values is connection and community. And you really do put forth the effort to lead from those values. And it's such a strength of yours. Whereas, you know, I can tend to be more of an extroverted introvert, where I often joke that I don't really like people, only the people that I know. But so learning how to put myself out there and make new introductions and get in front of new people has felt sometimes arduous, right? Like energy draining. Whereas more extroverted people, they love to be around other people. They can gain a lot of energy from it. For people like me, it can be really challenging. So Dovetail has always offered me the opportunity to sit down with people that, quite frankly, I probably would never get in the room with, because I wouldn't even know how to walk through the door. And you know, you have this brilliant way of making sure we're sitting with the people that we need to sit with, even if after I'm leaving the conversation going, I'm not really sure what happened, but I think I just got schooled there and I need to look at that. That was a big one. The last retreat that I was at, somebody I sat with had asked me a few questions and I left there and I thought, man, I need to get my shit together here. Like, I need to have a better answer than that, which was really, really fascinating. But I would love for you to talk about, because we were talking about and there has been for a while this talk around self-care, right? We all need self-care. And I was saying to you that what so many people don't understand is that self-care can actually just put us in this, you know, list of ticking boxes again. And yes, we all need self-care, but self-care is really about care for self, which people often miss. Like, it's not about the things you do, it's how you think and feel about yourself. And you brought up the very, very valid point around we need to also look at community care as part of our self-care, especially as women. So I would love for you to expand on that.
Yes, I think community care has been completely undervalued because we live in a hyper individualistic Western society. You know, self-sufficiency is what we're rewarded for, and I can manage everything and I can be more and more resilient without leaning on anyone else in my life, and especially on community. So I'm a big advocate for doing the personal development work, and some of that is self-care work in community. So one of the things that we do at Dovetail, and whether it's on retreat or, you know, year round through our online membership, is that we ask these questions and we have people go away and reflect on them by themselves, and then we come together and process in a small group. Some of them are business questions, some of them are life questions, but being able to do that solo reflection and maybe do a little bit of the personal work or personal inquisition, or, you know, however you want to phrase it, and then to come together and share that with other people and be reminded that we're not alone and that, you know, we can relate to others' experiences, whether they're in our past or perhaps we'll come across that in the future. I think it's so much more powerful than simply trying to manage it all by ourselves and further isolate ourselves. So I think that there's a space and a time and a need for personal development and for self-care work alone, but that really at the end of the day, to be able to come back together and do that with other people is, it's
Yeah.
very powerful.
It's not an either or, it's really a both and, right? Because the work that I do with my clients, because I specialize in doing one-to-one work, but the bringing them together is so that in these conversations, in these reflections, whether we're talking about attachment or overworking, whatever it may be, everybody gets something out of what the other person is saying that they didn't even realize, like in how that person answered, they're like, wow, I haven't looked at that part of my life, or I wouldn't have even thought to expand on that question in that way. And we all have a frame of reality that we work from, and it's very hard to get past those walls. But when we are in community, just because other people have a completely different frame from us, it forces us out of those realities. It forces us to look.
And sometimes the best way. Like, I
I
love
agree.
the wild eccentrics. And, I get to speak with women entrepreneurs almost every day, and whether they're already in the community or they're prospective members. But I had a conversation with a woman this week who said, well, I've been running this business and it's going along well. But my real dream in the next 5 years is that I'm going to buy an island in Greece. And then we're going to create this entire society on this island with this barter system. And I'm sitting here like, this sounds mad, but awesome. Getting around people who just have wild dreams and ideas and who make them happen. I mean, I've heard of crazier things happening, but like just being with people who not only are bright and able to ask good questions, but just have a perspective on the world that is so rich and abundant and, just possibility thinkers that we might not come across in our local neighborhood, or certainly where I live on my cottage road. Like, that's not the usual. So yeah, having time, like real time and real conversations, not just like networky conversations, but spending real time with people who just think differently than us and allow us to see the world in a way that maybe we would never see if we didn't have that. I think it's magic. I love it. And
And
like, I
also,
love
yeah, and also seeing how, my people, and even sometimes I can get caught in this trap of thinking like, well, nobody's really going to get me. Nobody's really going to have my background or experience. And we all, to some degree, have very unique, nobody has the same thumbprint in life. But what I find over and over again is we have way more in common than we have different when we take down our guards and we stop putting on this armor of how we believe that the world needs to see us this way. And I think this happens with a lot of female entrepreneurs and CEOs is like you were talking about in the beginning, when you've got a team, it becomes more lonely because you've got to be strong for them. And there's still a lot of women, I think this is most women, are working in this masculine paradigm of what business even needs to be and showing up in that way. And for
Yes.
me, when I get in community, it's a reminder of like, oh, we can actually change the game here if we stop trying to be in the boys' club and actually start to create our own clubs. And that's part of what you're growing.
Yes, 1,000,000%. And it's, as women and successful women, yourself included, we have been rewarded for showing up in our, and I hesitate to speak around this because it's not my subject area, but in our masculine, in the way that has served us to show up is just as the men before us showed up to succeed, and we had to behave in the same way. And, it's unfortunate, but it is the reality of how we have gotten ahead, or however you want to put it, in the world. And so, yeah, being among women, I still get pushback. I get pushback from men about why we need a woman's community. But I think that there is, again, just to speak of the magic of being in community, but to being around other women who show you that there's another way, that there's another option for how we can show up and how we can lead and how we can support each other. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's I don't have a problem with men having their men's clubs and women having their women's clubs and there being a space for both sexes to come together. Like, I think there's a lot of power in that too. And I get it that women have fought to be in the rooms with men. And we needed to fight that fight. And now I think we need to reevaluate where we've taken this. Because in my opinion, interpretation, it's actually doing women a disservice because we're not looking at the inherent strengths that as women only we possess. that are very different from men, and we can do business in a very different way, and we connect in a very different way from men. So I know you've been in a lot of different communities. I would love for you to kind of elaborate on how women do connection and networking different than men, specifically inside female-only communities.
Oh my goodness. Well, part of why I started Dovetail was because I thought that I would find community elsewhere. So I did try, like, I didn't go on retreats, but I participated in a couple of like conference type events. And there was one that was a summer camp that was for tech founders. And at the time, we had a bunch of tech clients, so it kind of fit. But the spaces that I found myself in, while they were a lot of fun, they were really focused on either heavy networking, business card swapping and a lot of bravado and a lot of, bragging about our metrics and everything else, or they were focused on partying. And I felt that there just was like a lack of depth of conversation and a lot of putting on a mask or putting on a front and like people just wanting to fit in or sort of seem like one of the big players in the room. And that was my experience. And I know it's not like that in every community. I know there's some incredible conscious leadership communities now. And my friend Peter Katz runs a great example of a co-ed organization that's doing it well. But I found that in a lot of these instances, I felt like I couldn't go below the surface. And what I wanted with Dovetail and what I know that we've created with Dovetail is the space where, even if people are having wine or tea or whatever it is, they're not just there and partying. They're actually sitting together by a fire and asking bigger questions and sharing bigger answers and getting deeper in a way that, can only happen when people feel really safe to do that and when they feel like they can take off the mask. And at some of these bigger events or some of these party-focused events, it's really hard to take off the mask. And maybe people feel like they are because they're doing a lot of drugs, but I don't know. Taking off the mask through drugs is a very different experience than taking off the mask because you feel a level of comfort and
Right.
security to do
And
it.
I would even argue that's not taking off the mask, it's just putting on another one.
A different kind of mask
Right?
for
Which, when I was reaching out to you again to get reconnected into the community, and I was looking at other communities as well, one of the things that I was looking at as a woman was, would I feel safe here? If I was traveling by myself, would I feel safe? And the answer was a big fat no when it came to the communities that were really grounded in partying. So even though I thought, oh, there might be some really interesting people there, everything in my body was like, I don't think that's the right space for you, Lisa. Because for me, I like to go deep, very open. I like to show up very honestly and vulnerably. And I have to feel safe to do that. And one of the things I love about Dovetail, everybody goes deep fast, which is fascinating to me. I think everybody's just so craving that those real conversations. And I always feel safe that whoever I'm sharing with is going to hold it in confidence, whatever it is we're talking about, and it's not going to leave there. The other thing that I see that is so powerful within Dovetail is everybody leads with generosity. So these are, nobody's selling to each other. Everybody has massive value to offer. Whether it's in a conversation or whatever, I've always been served so well. I've met some amazing people, amazing connections that I've actually gone on to work with and purchase from, which is super cool, and vice versa. But it's just the generosity. Like anybody will sit down with you, and if you tell them what your problem is, they will work with you through it. And that's how we build connection.
Yes. And I think it's important, and it doesn't just happen. I will say, like, I do, I work with, I have a group of other community leaders that I connect with every quarter, and but it's intentional that the reason that people feel safe is because of how we facilitate, and we have equal share of voices in the room. We have powers of community that enable people to be reminded that yes, we encourage women, of course, to work with each other and support each other, but we do that in a way that starts with generosity and that we're not here to pitch each other and that, this is not the environment for whipping out the business cards. But that results in such better working relationships. So we do a lot to set up the space where, we do have these deep conversations where there is confidentiality honored and all of those things. But yeah, I think it's pretty different from some other environments. I will say that there's one big, really well-known party group of entrepreneurs, and I'm friends with the founder and love them. And I know they've done a lot of work to create more safety with it still being a very big party atmosphere. So I don't want to throw them under the bus too hard, but
No, we're
it
not going to throw anybody under the,
is.
because at the end of the day, it's not about the organization, right? it's about how each individual, we all get to be responsible for the choices that we make and the communities that we want to show up in, right? It's on me, it's on everybody else to make that decision. My point was being is I specifically wanted a community just of women because for where I'm at in my life and where I'm at in my business and what I want and what I need, that's the space that I wanted to be in. I didn't want it to be colluded. Not that men are bad, I love men. But for what I was looking for, that's what I wanted.
I love it too. I will say, like, over the years, we've had non-binary folks, we've had transgender women in the community. I think at the first one that you
Yeah,
came
it's
to.
totally fine.
And so we do, we welcome everyone who identifies as a woman, and it's a safe space for those folks as well. It's really intentionally designed to be that. So I love it. I can't see, like, people have asked me, do you think you'll ever go co-ed? And I could see doing like a couples thing or maybe someday having some co-ed events, but I really love being among women. And I love men. I'm married to one,
That's the thing.
but
And I don't think there's anything wrong with being disruptive like that, because that's the thing. Creating a women's only community in itself is disruptive. And in business, there are going to be people like me who are specifically looking for just that thing. And it's a great way to stand out. And whether somebody identifies as a female, is born as a female, it doesn't matter to me because I know you so well. I know what's important to you. And I know how much time and care and effort goes into curating every single woman that comes into that community. Like, you don't just have people fill out an application and come on in. You sit down with them, you have a conversation, you make sure that they're the right fit for what you're trying to grow. And even that speaks with so much integrity because you are so clear on the mission that you have and what you want to grow.
yeah, I think it's somebody asked me, like, when I started after that first one of my, I wouldn't say he's a competitor, he runs a pretty well-known big community of entrepreneurs, and he had me on his podcast, and he's like, "Where the heck did you come from? And how have I been hearing about you so much?" And it was really flattering. But he was like, "Well, what the heck did you do to make this work? Because I've had so many people tell me, so many of the women from my community went to this event and they came out and they were talking about it." And I said, honestly, it's because my background is in developing organizational culture and community, and I started with the values. So I've always had this ridiculous acronym. It's not ridiculous though, because it works, but this acronym for our core values. And I get on a call and I run through that acronym in my head. So I ask questions. I don't talk a lot on those calls. I ask a lot of questions. And as I'm hearing answers, I'm running through the values. And it's GLAF, which is wild generosity, spirit of lifelong learning, a little bit of a sense of adventurousness, courageousness, purpose-filled business, and a purpose in the world. So beyond just filling our bank accounts, a level of humility and fun. And honestly, just knowing those things, and I think they can be used in people's hiring processes. If you have an acronym for your values, you can hear it in people's responses, you can hear it in their tone to their responses to questions. And it's something that can work for everybody. And I know after that interview, he went off and did the same thing because it just helps. It just makes it an obvious yes or a no if somebody's going to fit with the people that you're bringing together. So
And that
easy.
is such a feminine approach to doing business. I don't know if anybody's told you that, right? But to really ground into, I'm going to lead from my values, like your personal and your community values, and grow your business that way. Because I tell my clients all the time, like, if you're making decisions based on your highest values, even if it doesn't make sense, you can't go wrong. But as women, when we step outside of what our values are because we're trying to make somebody else happy or we're chasing money or whatever it may be, that's when things go awry. So, as women, it's learning how to really lead from our heart. And that doesn't mean that we don't bring our left brain rational thinking into it, right? We have to have both. But leading a values-based business, I think, is at the core of being a successful female leader. Not to say that men don't lead from values too, but I think for women, it can be such a powerful thing to ground into.
Yes, and it just feels better. Like, you can have all the money in the world and not feel successful. And I know you've talked about this, I'm sure, on this podcast, but success is also just about going to work every day or wherever you're working and feeling good and feeling good about the people you're working with on your team and your clients and the work you get to do, and when we can align that with our values, when we actually know our personal values, and then when we can align that work and those decisions with our values, that's what feels the best. It's why I'm still running Dovetail, even though, over COVID, we went from like running all these in-person events to like, ah, 12 online mastermind groups and all this stuff. But I didn't want to give it up because it feels good. It feels aligned with who I am. And that's what I want for everybody in business.
And that's why I think it's more important now than ever, because COVID was such a community breaker. It really, we won't dive into that, but it really was, it created so much division and separation between people, right? It had people choosing sides. Like, it was just, there was nothing good about any of it. And I know for me, it was a period of time where I felt incredibly isolated, incredibly isolated. So to be welcomed back into Dovetail and say, like, there's a community here for you, Lisa, and we might not all agree on all the same things, and we can still come together in this spirit of generosity and in this spirit of wanting to go deep and feel safe. So regardless of what your perspective is, and that goes for everything, like there's so many women with different perspectives on a whole bunch of things within Dovetail, right? Exercise and nutrition looks one way for some women and looks totally different for others. There's no right or wrong. And I love that there's space for everybody to be who they are, but you also challenge us to look at the things that we identify with and the stories and interpretations that we're holding on to so that we can expand into more.
Yes, I feel like you nailed it on that. And I think like a lot of the time people think like community is supposed to be homogenous, and it's not. The best communities bring together people with diverse perspectives. I think the most important part of that though is that you can have diverse perspectives and differing viewpoints in many different ways, but it still has to be a safe space. And so if people come in and they have something, an opinion that is completely contrarian to everyone else, that is totally okay as long as they're not doing anything that makes people feel unsafe or unwelcome in the space.
Yeah,
So yes, I think it's important. And I think we all learn, I don't want to be around people that think the same way. I want to be around some of the wild eccentrics and,
right.
the zany ideas and just the subject matter experts that are willing to share their wisdom and kind of go out there on a limb and talk about, my gosh, at the last one, we had mushroom foraging and
I know. And one of the other things that I love about the community is, like, you force people into having fun. And for a lot of people in leadership positions, and even for what I do, right, it's serious deep work. Although I do say, like, Adrian Dorison used to say all the time, we're not creating oxygen, right? And I always remind my people of that, me. But it's serious work. We're talking about, really deep, intimate things. And I can get so in, I can get so into that work that I have to remember, like, oh, I can lighten up and be silly too. And you invite everybody into that, which is so entertaining to watch somebody who you're like, man, that woman runs like an eight-figure business. She's crushing it and she's twerking. She's up there twerking.
Yeah, the untalent show at our last retreat was pretty hilarious. Some of our biggest business owners getting out there and telling like stories that will live on in Dovetail lore for quite a while. There are definitely like full community inside jokes at this point, but yeah, it's important. I think people need that opportunity to, yes, we can go deep and we can have these serious conversations and we can, do the personal work and we can talk about our businesses and all these things. And we can also have a really good laugh and,
And just be
not
human and be
also
normal, because
yeah.
we aren't our businesses and our identity isn't our business. We are just
Yes.
individual women outside of that who are trying to live better lives and love ourselves more and find our lessons and all those things. And I think sometimes as a leader, we forget that. So
Oh
to
my gosh.
just come back to, like, oh, I just get to be like a normal human here. Like, I put my pants on like everybody else. And for me, also, one of the things that I really love about community is I think it's so dangerous when you are the top dog in the community. It's so important to be in rooms where you're like, I think I'm a little intimidated here. Like, that to
Yeah.
me is really cool because it pushes my boundaries and my edges of what makes me comfortable and what I might be capable of or how I can expand into more to be sitting with women who've created, again, so much more than me, very much like my clients. I just find it exhilarating and terrifying at the same time.
Yeah. And I think that's why, like, when I talk about our powers of community, the power of experience is also just as important as the power of confidentiality, because everyone in that room has great experience, whether they've had a, big front page IPO or, whether they have a smaller business. Like, you're bringing so much wisdom and experience that is needed by a lot of these women with bigger teams and bigger businesses, and vice versa. Like, they bring knowledge and wisdom to the table that you and I might not have. And so, yeah, I think it's pretty remarkable. And I certainly love, I mean, again, selfishly, I love Dovetail because I get to learn every time I talk to someone.
That was such a huge, at one of the when we were up in past Cranbrook, Fernie, when
Oh,
we were
but
in
Fernie at
Fernie,
Island Lake
right?
Lodge. Oh,
That was
so
such a, I mean, that was a life-changing experience for me on so many levels. But I remember, coming home from there and thinking, like, because I it was a challenging time in my business at that point. Like, as all entrepreneurs and CEOs, we have ups and downs. And I've told the story. I remember coming home and sitting on the edge of my bed and being in tears and being like, what do you think you were doing being there? And I remember saying to myself, Lisa, like, at what point do you allow yourself to sit at the table? Like, you've been invited to the table. You were at the table. Be at the table. Because exactly what you're saying, right? It doesn't matter what somebody else has built or what they do in the world. I can offer something that they maybe don't have any frame around.
oh my
So
gosh.
because they've built something bigger than me doesn't make me less valuable, but fighting like and releasing that story around, I don't get to be at the table with these type of women because I need to be here before I'm deserving of that. But in order to be deserving of that, I had to choose to be deserving. I had to choose to sit at the table. And it really shifted so much for me. It was so powerful. And I love seeing that now and supporting other women because we have all different levels within the Dovetail community. So getting to be a part of that now is so powerful for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think there is. I've, received feedback about it, and we do have like subgroups now within Dovetail, but we do welcome, for our subgroups, we have women who have six-figure businesses and they're scaling, and then we have women who are consultants, and then we also have women who have bigger seven, eight, even nine-figure businesses. And so the subgroups that we've started have helped so that people can find the peership within the community, but also having opportunities for everyone to come together, because the nicest thing is that our most experienced ladies want to turn around and support and give, and they want to learn. I love Like, one of my goals is to have a subgroup of women in their 70s and 80s because they want to learn from the women in their 20s and 30s and 40s because they're not done. Entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs for life. Like, even if they sold their company or stepped away from the day-to-day operations, they're not gonna, I don't know, sit in their rocker. Like, they want to come and connect and learn. And so, yeah, I love having like multi-generational and women who've come out of the corporate world after a 40-year career and have started a business, or women who've sold their companies and gotten into investing and are new to the VC world or angel investing or whatever it is. Everyone always has something to learn and something to share. And just, yeah, it's been hard to push for that in growing community and to continue to have spaces where women at different levels of experience are coming together. But I just think it's important for everyone. So,
I agree.
well,
I agree. And this is why I'm such a big fan and why I'm so supportive of your community growing. So, in saying all of that, if anybody is listening and is connecting with this conversation and saying, yes, I need that thing I need to talk to Alexis, where can they go to find out more about Dovetail, to have a conversation with you, to explore the opportunities that you have coming up within Dovetail?
you can just go to dovetail.community. It is not a dot com. So Dovetail is like the carpentry joint, symbol of interconnection. So it's dovetail.community. That's two M's. And you can sign up there or apply and or book a call with me. And I speak to everyone who applies. I love it. It's a big part of my day. And even if it's not a fit for this year, I'm always looking to connect women with one another. And yeah. Who knows? Who knows what you might find or who you might meet or how we might connect through Dovetail?
Exactly. And you're on social media as well, right? You're on Instagram and Facebook, or just.
Dovetail. Yeah, we cross post to Facebook, but I'll admit to not being as active over there. But it's alexis.dovetail on Instagram or Dovetail Community on Instagram as well.
Perfect. Anything you would like to leave my listeners with around community that you feel like we, you wanted to say and you didn't have the opportunity to say?
I mean, I feel like I said so much, but I think just the reminder of entrepreneurship doesn't have to be a lonely sport, and we don't have to figure it all out on our own. There's so much wisdom to be shared, and so many women who want to share that wisdom and who want to support you and shoulder up and, be there for you on this wild, wild adventure.
It is a wild adventure, that is for sure. Not for the faint of heart, right? We are hardwired a different way as entrepreneurs. Sometimes I think we're gluttons for punishment, but I think it's just that females who get into entrepreneurship, I think it's just because they know they're here to make an impact, right? They want to make a difference and they want to lead an extraordinary life while making an impact. And it gets to be both. So thanks for creating the community, Alexis. I appreciate you being back in my world. I'm excited to be able to share you out with my audience. And I look forward to meeting anybody new who decides to jump into the community. So thank you so much for taking the time to have this conversation with me today. It's so nourishing. It's always nourishing to talk to you.
Ah, thank you. I feel the same way. It is so good to be able to spend time together. And thank you to anyone who's listening as well. It's been nice to spend this time with you.
Amazing. So we will put all the links in the show notes so you can check out everything in the show notes. And please make sure to reach out to Alexis and check out the Dovetail community if it is calling your name. And thank you for tuning in to the podcast, and I will catch you on the next episode.